Police services took over the Bloor Street Viaduct above the Don Valley Parkway on February 21st to show how serious they are about drunk driving. Over 40 officers took part, stopping every driver who came across the bridge. Officers were also standing by on side streets to catch anyone who tried to turn around and avoid questioning. Staff Superintendent Glenn DeCare explains this tactic.
Anybody trying to evade the detection of drinking and driving, they're going to be captured on either end of the bridge.
The spot check was the largest in the program's history, says its coordinator, Sergeant Jack West of the Toronto Police Traffic Division. West explains how the spot check works.
If the officer has suspicion that there's alcohol being consumed by that driver, they'll have to give a breath test. If it's a warn, they will get their car towed and a suspension period for 12 hours. If the breath results in a fail, now that gives the officer grounds to make an arrest for over 80 milligrams. Two samples are obtained, they're over the legal limit, then they're arrested for impaired driving.
Sergeant West says that one lapse in judgment could lead to a lifetime of regret. He urges everyone to find an alternative to driving if they've been drinking in order to avoid tragedy.
Everybody that leaves their home to go to work in the morning deserve to get home safely at night.
Megan Housley, Observer Radio News, Toronto.